This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم ما بعد. So now we are down to the last two du'as that are mentioned in the Quran. In Surah Al-Falaq. Surah Al-Falaq, the entire Surah Al-Falaq itself, chapter 113. As a matter of fact, it is a du'a. The entire Surah Al-Falaq is a du'a from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of everything. And that was part of what we called mu'awwadat, which means that the two surahs by which you seek refuge and protection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against specific elements. So let's start with the first one, inshallah azza wa jalla, and tomorrow inshallah we'll cover Surah An-Nas bi'nillahi ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال قل أعوذ برب الفلق. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق. Say, Ya Muhammad, I seek refuge in the Lord of the daybreak. Which actually means, اللهم إني أعوذ بك. That's what it means. As if you're saying, Ya Allah, I'm seeking refuge with you because you are the Lord of the daybreak. That's the beginning of the dua here. قل أعوذ برب الفلق. من شر ما خلق. From the evil of whatever he has created. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. And from the evil of the night when it grows dark. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدْ. And from the evil of those witches casting spells by blowing onto knots. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. And from the evil of an envier when they envy. So the ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by saying, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. It's an instruction to you and I that we need to seek that protection from Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's not an option. This is not an option. This is a survival thing for you as a human being. That you really need to see that, find that protection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we say a'udhu. A'udhu or ta'awwud, talabul a'udh in the Arabic language means this is basically soliciting protection, asking for protection. Bi rabbil falaq. Again, we talk about the Lord. When we speak, when we make dua, we use the word Rabbana, right? Why do we say Rabbana? Because we know Him being the Lord, Him being Ar-Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the provider, He is the maker, the sustainer. So as a result, you need to ask from the Lord, Ar-Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the master. And you are the slave of Allah azza wa jal. Bi-Rabb al-Falaq. Bi-Rabb, the Lord of al-Falaq, the daybreak. The daybreak means what, a jama'ah? The morning, right? So you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from whatever comes with the beginning of the day. Like what? Surprises. Like, I don't even know what's written for me in the day, right? You wake up in the morning, alhamdulillah, everything is okay, healthy, mashallah, wealthy, in your house, with your family. And then Allah al-Musta'an, suddenly evil people come and bomb your house and shell your house, like what happened in Gaza. Many, many people, subhanAllah, they mentioned the stories that they were having breakfast, having dinner, barely sitting together as one family, and then the whole roof collapsed over their heads. That's an evil that requires protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. So the evil that happened during the day. مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. To elaborate, what is exactly I'm seeking refuge or protection from during the day? قَالْ. From the evil of whatever He has created. From the evil He has created, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when we say He has created, what does that mean? Everything. All the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. All the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that means what? Human beings, jinn, animals, insects, everything, including natural phenomena and disasters. Min sharri ma khalaq. Okay, so what does that even mean here right now? If Allah says, seek protection from the evil of what He has created, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create evil? Ya jama'ah. Who is the creator of good? Who is the creator of good? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is the creator of evil? Huh? Who is the creator? Be careful how you answer it. Be careful. Who is the creator of evil? Oh, wait a minute. So again, who is the creator of good? You all agree on this, right? Who is the creator of evil? Ash-shaytan. If you say shaytan, you're claiming another creator with Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah is the creator of everything, the good and evil, as a mean of test. But evil is created basically when you choose. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He facilitates what you choose, your choices. That's what the meaning of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he says, "I'malu fa kullu muyassarun lima khuliqa lah." You need to do because Allah will facilitate whatever be created for. And we spoke about it a couple of nights ago in the late night khatira. This is just like literally like the algorithm in your life. What does that mean? You choose bad, what's going to come to you as a recommendation? Worse. And then you choose worse, what happens? Even worse than that. So the algorithm of your choices. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what? Facilitates that for you. So how can I stop this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything, and our job is to try our best to make good choices so that Allah will facilitate good for us. So in order for you to stop that sequence of evil thing that happens in your life, stop the autoplay, jama'ah. Stop the autoplay. Because if you keep your life following your desires constantly without stopping it, it's going to continue to breed more sins and so on. So again, min sharri ma khalaq. Okay, what about you? What about you? Does your nafs have any shar? Your nafs, does it have any shar? Ya jama'ah. Your lowly self, does it have evil? Of course, that's why every khutbah, what do you hear from the imam? Min wa'udhu bika min what? Min shururi anfusina wa sayyi'ati a'malina. I seek refuge with you from the evil of ourselves and the evil of our deeds. So yeah, it could actually lead to that way. So we ask in this, we ask Allah to protect us from the evil of everything that He has created. And when we know that Allah created everything, so we basically are saying what? From the evil of everything. قال ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب. And now being specific. So he spoke about the day, and now we're seeking protection from the evil of the night. قال ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب. And from the evil of the night when it grows dark. Why he specifically mentioned the night when it grows dark? Because most plots, most evils happens what? Nighttime when people, you know, the darkness of their cave, their room, bunker they're hiding in, and they're plotting. Maybe today for us it's different right now because you could do it during the day, during the night, and anytime you want on the internet. But at the time, people, they had to hide themselves under the darkness of the night, so they can plot evil, such as highway robbers, for example. They hide in the night, for instance. And now you always ask Allah for protection from the evil of the dark. Also, what comes out when the night goes down, jama'ah? Nocturnal animals, all these insects and rodents and all that stuff and so on. So you seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this. Also, what happens when the night goes down and becomes dark? You can see without light. So you don't know what you're touching, what you're putting your foot, what are you doing here, what are you doing that. So you ask Allah protection from the evil that comes with the darkness of the night. And he says, قال, وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. And especially, seek refuge with Allah from the evil of those witches casting spells by blowing onto knots. So شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ, and النَّفَّاثَاتِ, those who keep blowing, that's نَفْث, basically, نَفْث, you blow. And why did he mention that? Because it seems that one of the most common magic spells that they had back then is when someone brings an item related to somebody that they want to cast a spell on. And what do? They hide it into something and they tie a knot over it. So when they tie the knot over it and they blow, what do they blow? Their spells, words of evil, maybe invoking the shaitan or the jinn or the demons or whatever that is to cast a spell on this individual so they can hurt that individual. And why he mentioned this here is particularly because, again, during the night, you go, when they go into their tents at night, they barely have a few lights here and there. It's creepy by looking at it or thinking about it. Imagine being there. And it was very common in their culture for these women to be actually witches, and they live in remote areas. As a matter of fact, even in our time these days, Lamastan, they live in very, very horrible conditions. Because this is where the shayateen, the demons thrive. Not in healthy, clean, hygienic places, yani. And that's why they go to the bathrooms. قالوا من شر النفاثات في العقد, and I ask Allah to protect me from the evil of these witches and from the spells. And of course, obviously, these people, they're not going to make a spell for free, right? Someone has to come to them and tell them, cast a spell on this individual. So by extension, you also ask Allah to protect you from the evil of the people who sponsor these and hire these to hurt you. قَالَ, and that's why at the end, what did he say? What leads people to go to these magicians and these sorcerers to cast a spell on you? The hasad. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. And I seek protection with you, my Lord, from the evil of those who envy when they cast that envy on me. So you can see the sequence and the consequences of everything as is mentioned in the surah. So it was divided to two types of evils. One during the day and the other one during the night. And during the day, he says everything. And during the night, he made it very specific. The plots that happens during the night, specifically with magicians and the sorcerers and the witches, and also because all of this comes from the hearts of the evil ones, that they have hasad against you, and may Allah protect you from the sharab bil alameen. Now when it comes to hasad, hasad is different types obviously. The worst type of hasad is when someone wishes for something that you have, a blessing that you have, to go away from you, and they don't care if it comes to them or not. Like they don't wish you khair, and they don't want that khair for themselves. They just want you to lose that khair. Subhanallah, what an evil people. Less than that, when they wish for you to lose that, and it comes to them. At least there's still a beneficiary, you know, when you lose it. And there's another one, when you wish for something similar to what they have. Yani you don't want them to lose it, but you badly want to have something like that. Now that's the least form of hasad, but it's still hurtful. It can hurt people. So therefore, make sure to always protect yourself and your families from the hasad, from the ayn, and the evil eye. May Allah protect us from this, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So we're going to read the dua together, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And as a matter of fact, when we make that dua, we're going to be reciting the entire surah itself. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد ربي لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا إنك إن تذرهم يضلوا عبادك ولا يلدوا إلا فاجرا كفارا رب اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل بيتي مؤمنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات ولا تزد الظالمين إلا تبارا ربي ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من القوم الظالمين ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي، إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون. ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما، فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم. ربنا وأدخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. وقهم السيئات ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته، واجعلهم من الفائزين. ربي انصرني على القوم المفسدين. ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه، وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. ربي نجني وأهلي مما يعملون. ربي هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين، واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين، واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم، واغفر لأبي واجعله من المهتدين، ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون، يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم، إن عذابها كان غراما. ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين، وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون. ربي أنزلني منزلا مباركا وأنت خير المنزلين. ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. ربي زدني علما. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي من لدنك وليا واجعله ربي رضيا. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق، واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم آمين. Tomorrow, inshallah, we have our last.